97 on the Hill, Aaron Kick here with you this morning. Time now for what's trending out there in the world. And for that, we're joined by Victor Lewis. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. We're going to go a little bit international with our opening segment here on Trends. We're going to talk specifically about the country of Turkey. And a headline from Reuters, which I always feel like I'm going to mispronounce that. Is Reuters the correct way to say it? Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, because you see the U and it throws you off a little bit. Either way, the headline reads, Turkey arrests Baker's Union head for calling bread-eating societies, quote, stupid, is what the headline says. And I kind of want to discuss this headline a little tiny bit.
Let's dig into that. What's actually going on here?
So, exactly. This is why I felt like this deserved a place on Trends. So, there is a union of bakers that operates in Turkey.
Right.
He quotes some figures that I've checked in on. Turkey actually does consume a lot of bread per capita.
That makes
sense. Which is pretty cool. Norway, Denmark, England, Sweden, all of these countries average somewhere around 50 kilos of bread consumption per capita. Turkey averages 210 kilos.
Whoa, that's a lot of bread.
Yeah, that is a lot of bread. And obviously he would know the Turkey bread consumption, being the head of the Baker's Union. And he made a speech. He made a speech speaking out against the current government in Turkey and how it's been in power for 2 decades.
Right.
And the thesis of his argument is our society eats so much bread. It's been operating under the thumb of this rule for 20 years. He's saying that we're well-fed and comfortable. We're not lacking for things, so we're not fighting for the change that needs to happen. Honestly, it's a very impassioned political speech that he made, speaking as the head of a labor union.
Tocquevillian argument about democratic despotism.
And then he got tossed in jail. And
because he's also correct.
And the framing of this as he said that people eat bread is stupid feels like it's not getting the picture.
No,
he
criticized the government and the government threw him in jail, because at the end of the day, it's not so much the fact that the government has been in power for 20 years that's the problem. It's the fact that the government that has been in 20 years in power is also authoritarian and puts people in jail for things like this, which is not okay.
Puts people in jail for saying that maybe this is not my favorite thing ever.
Yes.
So yeah, that's our first international.
So if you see that headline, go past the headline, look at the actual story, because that's where the actual story is.
You know me, I love reading stuff and other things that I want to I mean, I've got funnier trends, but we've already kind of started on this already, so we can talk more funny things later. Today, let's talk a little bit about our political system, and specifically the climate talks that are taking place, where members of Republican and Democrat congressional delegations have been discussing at like the UN climate talks and stuff. There are quotes from this that I feel like are 100% worth me reading out loud here on the radio. Quote from Representative John Curtis of Utah, I think we need to decide as a world, do we hate greenhouse gas emissions? Or do we hate fossil fuels? Because it's not the same thing. And this quote was met with some protests, some people trying to get a word in edgewise, but it wasn't necessarily allowed. But I would like to unequivocally state here, those two things are pretty much the same thing. When you burn a fossil fuel, you're getting greenhouse gases. They're not divorced from each other in any way, shape, or form.
I feel like context might be necessary for this one too. What was the sentence before that sentence?
The context here is a specific argument for natural gas over coal as burning energy sources goes.
Fossil fuels meaning coal but not natural gas.
Even though they're both fossil fuels, even though they both produce emissions, natural gas produces less emissions and less noticeable smoke.
Okay, cool. In that case, the answer to his question is greenhouse gas emissions. That's what we hate, and that's what
we
want
to
avoid. Yes.
Yeah, I would like to avoid that much.
If that is a relevant question for policy purposes, then that is the answer to the question, and we need to be reducing greenhouse gas emissions. That's actually a fair topic for conversation, I think locally too, because or statewide, because doesn't Duke Energy have their 10-year plan to reduce fossil fuel emissions, but they really focused on coal emissions because that's what they were directed to reduce. Like, they were directed to reduce coal emissions, so they reduced coal emissions by shifting a lot of the burden over onto natural gas, which doesn't do anything about greenhouse gas emissions, which is the real
problem. No, and it
problem.
Is so an incremental is a, improvement, but it's an incremental,
improvement
that we're getting stuck on now.
The relevant question here. Yeah. Yeah, it's greenhouse gases we need to focus on.
Precisely.
Thank you, John from Utah, for raising that
Appreciate it, John.